I thank you for your indulgence in the sermon this morning. And as we move into the pastoral prayer, I'll ask you to remember my mother in prayer, even as she makes preparations for her mother's funeral. Her husband is on hospice care. I expect that he will pass away within a month, at which point I will be flying back east to be present for her alongside my brothers. So she is a good woman undergoing a great trial. So please do keep her in prayer. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for our lives. Thank you that you are here with us, walking beside us, step by step, day by day. We give you thanks for the beauty and wonder of your creation. We give you thanks for all that you have given us, the material gifts that surround us, those that come to us easily, and those for which we must work. We thank you for the gift of work. For those of us who are able to go daily to a job, we give you thanks. And we pray support for those who are looking for work. Please be with them in their search, the difficulties that are involved in that, and bring them hope. We give you thanks for this state, for the amazing natural beauty of this place, for the history that brings us to where we are. And even with the trials that we face today, we pray that you will direct us, that you will guide us through whatever hurdles lay before us. We thank you for this city. We thank you that we can celebrate the wonderful diversity of cultures and nationalities and ethnicities here. We pray that as we do so, we can learn from one another and teach one another, celebrate together those things that make us different, and also join together in those things that we share. Looking around the world, we know that there are so many that are facing disease or war, hardships of many different kinds. We pray for them, Lord, and we pray that you will be the light that shines before us so that we will know how to properly respond to all those hardships in the world. Let us be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ so that we can bring the word of salvation, the hope that is through the Holy Spirit. Let us be the ones that bring food to the hungry, clothing to the naked. Let us be the ones that visit the prisoners and be a reflection of your holy love. We think today of our servicemen and women who are overseas in places of great danger. Lord, please provide for them your protection. Bring them home safely soon. And for their family members who must wait through long and difficult deployments, we pray for them as well, that you will be present in their hearts and their souls as they face such a difficult time. We pray, Lord, that you will allow us also to be supports for these men and women who are facing deployment. Help us to be alongside them, to pray for them and provide comfort for them, and to offer them proper thanks and respect. Lord, our words so often fall short, and so we pray to you now in a moment of silence. We thank you, Lord, that you hear us in the silence and you hear us in our words. We thank you, Lord, for the musicians in this church that express our prayers through the beautiful gift of music. And we thank you, Lord, that we can share our deepest groanings of the Spirit with you and that you understand us and you hear us. And so together we join our voices as we pray the Lord that Jesus taught us, as together we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I believe there's a correction in the bulletin, that this hymn we're about to sing should actually be hymn number 399, O God Who Gives to Humankind. So please